is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
And said unto the people, the ruler of the synagogue answers with indignation. Now no one asked him a question, but he gives an answer. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and he says to the people, he don't say to Jesus, he says to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed, not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall? And lead him away to watering. And let me park and tell some of our young people, because I got called to the carpet about it. This ass is talking about a donkey or a mule or a workhorse. Some of our young people jacked me. A pastor was cussing. Ooh, Pastor Ham, you ought to get a whooping. They grounded me for 2 weeks because I cussed. I'm reading out the Bible. All right. So y'all just understand how they did me. Ooh, he was cussing. They don't hear nothing else I say, but they heard that. Verse number 16, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Blessed are those who read here and apply his holy word. For these next few moments, we want to tag this second part of this context today for your hearing and understanding and preferably for your empowerment, a motion that doesn't need a second. I want to talk to you there about a motion that doesn't need a second. When I say a motion that doesn't need a second, we're referring to what's called parliamentary procedure. Some of you who worked in different civic organizations, civic leagues, even within the church, you understand that parliamentary procedure is the rules or the guidelines that you go by to determine how you go handle certain matters. In order for it to be official, in most civic and corporate groups, there must be something called a motion, where someone gives a motion saying that we are in agreement, or we want this to be added to our public record, that this actually be taking place, and then there's supposed to be something called a second, where someone seconds the motion. Someone, in other words, co-signs or agrees to the motion that has been made in that particular group or concerning that particular matter. Then you're to bring it to a vote. And if the majority says aye, then the motion is carried. If the majority says nay, then it's not carried. So many organizations, civic groups, corporations, and churches, even churches, operate by parliamentary procedure. Many of you seasoned saints remember a day that when you were saved or you came to the altar to be saved, the preacher took your hand and he would turn you around and he would say, this brother has come for salvation and come to be a candidate, waiting candidate for baptism. And then the preacher would say, what may I hear? And someone would stand and say, brother pastor, I move. Now, most people didn't do it right because you're really supposed to say, I move, not I motion. Motion is a noun, it's not a verb. You're supposed to say, I move that the brother be received, welcome into the fellowship, the family of God, and be a waiting candidate for baptism. Then you wait on another deacon when he stands up, and he stands up and he says, I second the motion, brother pastor. And then we say, we've heard a motion and we've heard a second. All those in favor, go vote by the sign of aye. And all the church say aye. And those opposed, same sign. Nobody will say nothing. Young man, ayes have it. Young man, welcome into the family of God. We go baptize you on next Sunday. That's the way many of us were actually brought in to church, which is why many of us think even now that you joined church, because you were welcomed in by a motion, a second, and a vote. That's how we became, got on the roll. But I want to suggest to you today that it's not so much for you to be on the roll, it's more important to be in the number. When you come to the altar and you have been converted and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he lived, he died, and rose on the third day morning for all of your sins, if you come and confess that with your mouth and believe that in your heart, you are saved. And you become a part of the Christian number. Now, many times people get upset because we don't go by the parliamentary procedure to how the church is carried out, because we believe that it's not official until we voted on it. And there are matters that are taking place in today's church. There are things taking place in the Church of the Living God today that many of you, be honest, don't think is really official, and you don't respect it because you ain't vote on it. And what I want to share with you, with everything in my heart that God has given me, I want to share with somebody here today that in 2017, on this day, July 16th, somebody needs to learn how to go with the flow. You have got to learn how to go with the flow of God and stop worrying about motions, seconds, and votes. Because here's the problem. Many of us, I had to stand before. How many of us had to stand in that same situation that I just mentioned? I gave a detail to. Amen. And do you know that half the folk that voted for it wouldn't save themselves? Is my mic working? Do you know that half the folk that took your hand and gave motions and gave seconds and had the nerve to lift their hand ain't had half of what you had when you came to the altar? We are in a culture, because of the country we live in, we're in a democracy. A democracy meaning the will, a popular sovereignty, the will of the people, where the people have a voice and they have a vote. But in the church, somebody say church. In the church of God, this is a theocracy. All right. Theo meaning God. Christy meaning government. It is a God-led government. Demo is talking about people, but Theo is talking about God. And you got to be very careful. Oh, folk mad already. You got to be careful that when it is a theocracy, it's the will of God that matters more than the will of the people. I think I got to teach today. It's not so much what people want when it's his government. It's about what he wants in his business. And many of us are frustrated this morning. Many of us are irritated. Many seasoned saints just show up now and don't participate like they should. They're just going through the motions because they don't feel like they had a part in what's going on. Because there used to be a time I could vote on stuff. Used to be a time I could speak my mind. Used to be a time I could speak my concerns. But God is saying to us, if I keep letting y'all talk, you'll never get anything done. Light bulb, I need you to shine. I'm in trouble already. Listen, we don't do this so that we can be pleased. We do this so that God can be pleased. And we've got a lot of people who are coming to the house of God all over the world, and they can't get the help they need. They can't get the blessing they need. They can't get the empowerment they need because somebody got to wait on a vote. You got to bring it before everybody before somebody can get some help. But in this season, somebody say this season. In this season, God is going to give some motions that don't need your second and it don't need my second. God's going to do things and has been doing things just because he wants to. And it's not will of the people, it's will of God. And you've got to be able, child of God, to handle that and not lose your mind. Some of us are going to be in trouble today because we're going to miss out on God because we don't get our way. Amen. We're going to miss out on God. Miss out on what he wants to do in our lives because we ain't vote on it. And we're going to look in this text today and see ourselves prayerfully. And we're going to get mad. We're going to get convicted. and we're going home. In the beginning part of the text we talked about on last week, we found this woman who for 18 years has been perplexed by a condition with her back. Her back, the curvature of her back, has been so oppressive on her that she is now bowed together, bent over so bad that she can't even look up. Cannot look up. 18 years she's been in this condition, but she continues to be in the house of the Lord, continues to worship God, continues to serve God in a spirit of truth and love. This particular worship service, Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and Jesus notices this woman still showing up even though she's bowed together, still shows up even though she's got a problem, still shows up even though she's on dope, still shows up even though she just came out the hotel, still shows up even though she smelled like liquor, still shows up even though she got some problems that everybody knows about, still shows up even though her name was on the arrest report in the Enterprise, still shows up to the house of God in the midst of what she's got going on. And has anybody learned that the Lord will honor your faithfulness to him? He'll be more faithful to you as you're faithful to him. Has anybody learned that being faithful to God makes him want to be more faithful to you? God pays attention to what you do on his behalf. And so this woman continues to show up, and Jesus notices this woman, and he says, "Woman, come forth." And he speaks a word to her and heals her and says, "You are loosed of your infirmity," because this infirmity, we find out in verse 16, it was given to her by Satan. Satan caused this woman to be bowed together like this. It was Satan that caused it. And we need to start calling stuff what it is. And we need to start calling some stuff that's going on Satan. Now, some of the stuff most of us dealing with ain't Satan. That's us. That's why we can't really praise God and get free, because we really don't want to be honest about who did it. And you can't be honest, you can't get help till you be honest about who caused you to be bowled over. And sometimes it was me, and sometimes it was Satan. But we know, because Jesus called it out, that Satan did this to her. He says, "Woman, you're loosed of your infirmity." And he touches her, and the woman stands up straightway. And he says, "Now, glory." And she's beginning to give God glory and begin to celebrate Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful story? Isn't that good when you come to church and get just what you needed? Anybody ever could celebrate that you came to the house of God and you got just what you needed? And see, you don't wait on nobody else to praise, because you know what he did for you personally. You know what he did for you personally on a personal level. So I don't need a keyboard. I don't need a drum. I don't need people to like it, even though they look at me all crazy. I know what the Lord has done for me. I know the hell I've been through all week, so I appreciate when heaven shows up for me. I wish that was somebody else's testimony like mine, that we done been through hell all week long. When God shows up with heaven, it's like a breath of fresh air. I wish somebody's mom would learn how to breathe a little bit and thank God that through all the hell you've been through, you still got a little breath of heaven. You still in the house of God. You ought to be breathing a little bit better today than you were breathing on Wednesday. Woman started giving the Lord glory. She started praising God for what the Lord had done in her and what the Lord had done for her. Now, here's the problem with the lady. The lady is not, we know that the devil did it to her, but we thank God that the devil didn't do nothing in her. She is demon oppressed, but she's not demon possessed. And that's your testimony today for somebody. Thank God the devil might be working on you, but you ought to thank him that he ain't working in you. The true problem is not the folk that the devil is working on. The true problem is the folk that the devil is working in. Which brings us to verse number 14. All that the Lord did at this moment. In the house of God, he gives a word and he does a miracle. He does a miracle. The theme of the day has been miracles. Mr. Walker tried to exude us to have a sense of expectancy for a miracle. They even sang the song, "Looking for a Miracle." Mr. Tate sang out of her wig, telling us that she's a miracle. You're looking at a miracle. Done sang out of her wig. It done changed colors when she got to the bridge, because trying to get someone else to see the miracle working power is not in something that you got to look for outside. It's right here in the house of the Lord. Yeah. trying, these two women of God wore out now because they're trying to get you and I to be excited about the miracle capabilities of our God. But too many of us are, see, the problem is, can I help you? We're not, many of us are not demon oppressed. So when you say certain words like miracle, it don't move you. Because your problem is a lot deeper than needing to get your back fixed now. Lord, help me. About 10 or 12 of us in this house got a deeper problem than having something wrong with the curvature of your back. 10 or 12 of us in this house got a bigger problem than just being on dope. Got a bigger problem than committing adultery. Got a bigger problem. Got a bigger problem than what people know. Because in verse 14, the text makes a shift. There's some tension in the text. See, it's two types of people in the church. Demon oppressed and demon possessed. And in verse 14, we're going to see somebody in the church who's demon possessed. So that when you say anything that's glorious, you get mad. Come on now. Stand up and praise God. I sit down. Come on. Give him glory. I go to the bathroom. Come on. Get your excitement. I go to sleep. Uh-huh. It's right here in the text. In the text, verse 14 says, Scripture tells, the Bible tells us, that a ruler of the synagogue witnesses the power of Jesus Christ, witnesses Jesus touch a woman, make her better. And instead of getting excited, he get mad. Yeah. Bible says he has a spirit of indignation. He gets indignant. And when you get indignant, you start looking ignorant. Because it's ignorant, y'all, to not thank God for what he's doing for his people. It's ignorant not to help celebrate when God done made somebody's life better. It's ignorant not to thank God for making a young man get himself saved and clean up. That's ignorant to not glorify God when young people get baptized and need to be prayed for, need to be strengthened. It's ignorant to sit there like God ain't done nothing for you when God pays your bill, God heals your body, God moves on your behalf. It's ignorant just to sit there like that. It's ignorant. But I got good news and bad news for you. And what I'm going to tell you is good and bad news based on how you take it. You can't help it. The 10 or 12 I'm talking to, you can't help it. You possessed. See, the devil, y'all, don't just foam at the mouth. Devil ain't that what you y'all see on Scooby-Doo with a pitchfork and a long tail? Listen to me. The devil show up with a suit on. The devil can wear the whitest suit you ever seen. Devil can show up with a choir robe. Can have a white hat and have a black heart. And sometimes he just call it what it is. You're demon-possessed. And the problem with demon-possessed people, unless the Lord deliver you himself, ain't much people can do with you. Amen, brother. Somebody got to help me preach. I'm here by myself. I feel like I'm on Patmos. Unless the Lord himself come and deliver them, ain't much you can do with demon-possessed people. And God is telling me even right now, stop worrying with some people who are demon-possessed. You got to put them in my hand. I'm the only one who can do something with them. Because their minds are on the business. Their mind is on protocol. Their mind is on the bylaws. Their mind is on policies. And it's never on people. Well, let me go back in the Bible then. How is it that Jesus was still, and I thank him today, that he still go do whatever he want to do, whether we like it or not? Somebody help me thank God for that. That he's going to still heal. Problem is, some of us may not get to see it. The vision he's gave this house is still going to come to pass, but you may not be able to take part in it. But it's still going to come to pass. Because how will it, and I want to make y'all aware, how will he make motions that don't need a second? First thing he's going to do is he's going to upset certain people. I just talked about it, didn't I? He'll upset certain people. When the Lord moves, everybody don't rejoice. When the Lord moves, everybody won't rejoice. You would think that a ruler of the synagogue would say, wow, great, that a woman gets made better. You don't expect to see a pastor. You don't expect to see a deacon or a ministry leader be frowned up when somebody get delivered. You don't expect praise and worship leaders to be grouchy. You don't expect the hospitality committee to be inhospitable. Why are you so upset about something you signed up for? I don't feel like singing. Well, sit down. I don't feel like being bothered. Stay home. If you get upset that you can't do what God gifted you to do, stay home. What does man do? Show up. And show his displeasure. Do you know how dangerous it is that when God moved, you got the nerve to show him that you mad? How possessed can you be? How demon-possessed can you be that when the Lord move, you mad? But you're supposed to be representing him. How can you be caught up in church that you miss Jesus? Wait a minute. I'm a ruler of the synagogue. I'm leading worship. I'm carrying out all the procedures, and then the Messiah come in. The Messiah do just what he represents. He saves the lost. And I'm mad? That means I done lost sight of what this thing is all about. Do y'all remember? I'm a young man. Do you remember when somebody came to Jesus? The church would be set on fire? And the mothers, if nobody else, said, so glad. Done got over. Done got over at last. Satan's mad, but I'm glad. No, y'all miss me. Satan's mad, but I'm glad because it done got over at last. Why? Because he lost the soul that he thought he had, done got over at last. But now Satan mad, and you mad. Because the soul that came over wasn't your grandbaby. If it's my grandbaby, can y'all let me go crazy just for a second? Will y'all let me just for a second? I promise I'll come back and be good. When it's my family, somebody I like, my friends, my whatever, now me and Stacy, me and Marcy, me and Mr. Ham got to sit and pose for pictures. when it's your child, somebody you like, your friend's child or whoever, your husband. But when it ain't nobody associated with me, can't find you. At least, I feel better preaching like this. At least, if I'm not going to take pictures, be present. Because it ain't a person getting saved, it's a soul. Do you know how frightening it must be for an 8-9-year-old child to be up in that water with me and then look out there at y'all? And you're looking like this. Why do they feel like they made the right choice and the people who supposed to care ain't here and the ones that's here don't care? And there are some things, y'all, I shouldn't have to make mandatory.
That's right.
There are something that Christians just ought to want to be at.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. My.
It upsets certain people. This man gets so mad, this ruler of the synagogue, this is the problem, he runs something. We don't know what he over, but he runs something because he's called a ruler. Am I talking to the slow class today? He must run something because he's called a ruler. So somebody been listening to him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called a ruler. And the problem with it is, if he messed up and he a ruler, he messing up other folk. Because they listening to him. Lord, help me. See, in verse 13, the woman was made straight, and she glorifies God. Do you know how crunchy you feel sometimes, but you feel all right when you praising God by yourself? And then you ain't even got people who been with the Lord praising him for nothing. That you feel like it's something wrong with you because you see too many reasons to praise him, that I can't help but praise him, can't help but give him glory. But then I look at the deacon board, they sleep. Look in the pulpit, they eating crackers. I ain't say y'all ain't no crackers. I'm just. Can you imagine how it make people feel? There about 4 or 5, I wouldn't dare embarrass you, who want to burst with excitement and praising God. And you ain't no ministry leader. You're someone who shows up. I ain't gonna call you out, I wouldn't embarrass you. But you be wanting to praise God, and you be wanting to glorify God, but you look at us, and you be like, no, I ain't gonna do that, because they gonna look at me with indignation. So I'm gonna try to keep this thing suppressed, and because I know what God done for me. God saved me from crack. I should have caught that charge, and the Lord saved me and spared me, and I want to give him glory in his house, but I look at folks who I thought been with him a long time, and they won't give him glory, so maybe I don't want to be out of order. And when is giving God glory out of order? But people who don't give him glory always think that's out of order. Did you know that the church has praise police? People who don't come and give God glory, but they watch other folks who do? And they determine, they be ready to write citations. You did too much shouting. You doing 25 and a 15. That was too much shouting. We don't do that here. Oh, what you happy for? Ain't nobody that happy. But to write you up. You up to something. Trying to get the pastor's attention. You just somebody up. You just up here trying to show out. You up here wanting to be seen. You don't really love. Don't nobody love God like that. right you up. And a lot of y'all right now got warrants and don't even know it. If you even try to do something, the man come to get you. Boo! What I do wrong? Do you remember back in February 2015? You call yourself giving God glory, you shouting, running all over the sanctuary. We don't do that. That was a violation. The women of this church are messy. We keep staying people's business. We don't sit here and mind our own and give God glory. What we do is we hook up together. We don't praise God in church. We praise God in mission. We praise God away from here. We don't fool with people here. That's a violation to praise God publicly. Look here, what kind of man cry? What kind of man lay out before God? What kind of man on his knee? That's a sign of weakness. That's a violation. The men here are cute. The men here are proud. The men here are arrogant. No, we ain't no good. No, we ain't got no power. Most of us scared to pray. But I see you up in here with your hands up. That's a violation of man law. And isn't it amazing that when God do something in you and you start, they don't bother you when you get blessed. They bother you start blessing the one who blessed you. Because when you demon possessed, you got a problem with praise. But when you demon oppressed, you can't wait to get a chance to praise him again. It don't take all that. That upsets certain people. Here's the problem, y'all. Here's the problem. Let me tell you something about miracles. That's our theme of the day, right? Miracles. Miracles are supposed to make Jesus popular, not you. Who's been a recipient of a miracle? Who am I standing up right now and saying, I've been a recipient of a miracle? Did people see or hear you, or did they hear about Jesus who made it happen for you? All right, in case you did not give him enough glory, here's your chance right now. God will give you 15 to 30 seconds to make him popular in this place. Not you, the one he did it through. Can you handle not being popular, making Jesus more popular than you? It upsets certain people. Second reason why he does a motion and don't need a second is so they can uproot some contrary procedures. So he can uproot some contrary practices and procedures. See, they've been having church and not being the church. And so he brings in a motion that don't need a second to take their hand off it. Because what they've been doing, they're going to give him glory, make them popular. We feed the hungry. We do a lot of stuff in the community. Why? Why do you do it? And if you're telling folk what you do, you got your glory. Why does everything, every good deed you do have to be publicized? But when you honor God privately, he rewards you openly. You ain't got to tell folk you're a preacher. You ain't got to tell folk you're a Christian. You ain't got to run around with bumper stickers and hashtag and everything when you sign your name. Just sign your name. You ain't deacon such and such. Them people don't care what office you hold. They want their money. Lord. It starts uprooting. It's because there's some stuff that's been deeply planted. Lord have mercy. Some traditions have to be uprooted so that God's will can be done in his church. Lord. Some traditions, somebody say tradition, got to be uprooted so that his will can be done. Because some stuff is a tradition and it becomes our tragedy. Because we stick with it because we feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But some stuff was broke when you started it. Oh, I'm in trouble. It up when the Lord said we're going to do it this way, getting mad, that ain't what we normally do. Look, the original plan for the Sabbath, because this is what he mad about, that the Lord work on Sunday. Ain't that dumb? That the Lord works and heals and blesses on Sunday. See, Sabbath originally was supposed to be a day of rest for the Jewish people. Now, rest is twofold. Rest from work, of course. 6 days of labor, it was to symbolize those 6 days that God created everything, stopped with man on day six, 7 day rest. It was meant to follow that pattern of rest. Then the second phase of it is salvation. Come unto me, all you heavy and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's talking about salvation, not sleep. Not fishing. Oh. Not the ball game. But you come somewhere and celebrate your salvation. Since you're working that hard 6 days a week, at least you can do is celebrate your salvation 1 day a week. But see, some of the Jewish leaders took away from what originally was meant to do in the day of Moses. They put their own mix into it to make sure that people held up the Sabbath and didn't do no work. But originally, involved in the original Sabbath was, yes, rest from labor throughout the week, but anything that pertained to mercy was permissible on the Sabbath. Read the book of Leviticus. Anything that dealt with mercy or doing something for somebody else was always permissible on the Sabbath. Anything that's going to help somebody else be in a better situation is okay to do. But you can get so messed up with the policy and the rule book, you forget about what he say in his book. So he throws at the people. He ain't bad enough to talk to Jesus. That's a word for somebody who's dealing with haters. Haters always talking to you, but they never talk to the one who blessed you. Somebody need to help me preach this thing. Haters don't never come after the one who gave you the blessing. They come at the people who blessed. They don't ever take it up with your God, but they try to always come after you. And so your response needs to be, instead of cussing them out and forfeit your blessing, instead of shooting them back and becoming just like they are, tell them to take it up with my Father. Anything you mad at me about, take it up with my daddy. I don't answer questions about that. They take it up with my daddy. I don't answer questions no more. Now I'll testify. I ain't finna give no justification for why he blessed me, because he just might decide to take it back and I'm gonna give him too much glory. I ain't giving it back. So you gonna be mad, stay mad. But start taking it up with my daddy. Don't take it up with me. And if you are a hater in this room today, stop getting on people and start thinking about who gave them the blessing. And maybe pattern your life how about you do some of the things they do? Pray, fast, study, be in worship, give, love, forgive, and just maybe you can get favored too. Why do you want to be favored and then stay evil? Well, how her knee got better and mine didn't? Because she praised God when she couldn't walk. You limping and cussing. Somebody had to wheel her in here and she praised. You limping and cussing. She praised even when she couldn't walk. At least you can still move on your own and you won't give him glory. That's why she passed you up. Do you know, I got to move on. Do you know the most demoralizing thing about running track? I need people who run track before. Tell me the most demoralizing thing that can happen to you running track, especially a relay race or running around that track, is when you get lapped up. To be lapped up, because y'all pretend y'all don't know what that is, a lot of y'all done had your lapped up days, it's when you're running and somebody started the same time you started. You done made your first 400. And they done walked you down, as they call it. Beat you to 400. And by the time you finish your first 400, they working on their 800. They done passed you up on the same track. And the church is filled with people who, because you wouldn't train properly, you done got lapped up and you mad. They done moved to a new level of God's favor, went to a new level in the word, a new level in prayer. You still mean, grouchy, hateful, full of hell, don't love nobody, won't stay home, everybody's business, and wonder why the world lapping you up. And it ain't so bad, y'all, when you're running by yourself, but you got to look at everybody else passing you by. And one of the unfortunate things about track is they don't come back and get you. You got to finish your own race. It uproots. So Jesus, fix him. He said, look here, let me tell you how dumb you are. You're doing something contrary. You're doing something contrary. Somebody say contrary. You're contradicting yourself. Y'all know what that means, contradict yourself? You're saying something, but you're doing the opposite of what you're saying. See, the word hypocrite in the Greek is a hypocrites. It simply means actor. Ain't no deep. That's the best I could find. I researched every commentary I could. It means simply an actor. Anybody who's being somebody they not is acting. And a lot of us, about that 10 or 12 I was talking to, you look like church, but you ain't. You look saved, but you're not. You look like you love people, but you don't. All that shouting, all that roll out of the flow, and you the biggest hell raiser we got. Because you can't just love God and not love people. Somebody help me preach. How you love God, but you hate his gift? You don't get along with nobody. It's always somebody else. I got an issue. They just vex me. They just trouble my spirit. They just, they mess me up. I don't want, lay hands suddenly on no man. Lay hands suddenly on no man. But at the Ben Johnson, you laying hands on everybody. Down at the corner, you laying hands on everybody. But in the church, lay, come on now. Now, I'm trying not to be ugly because we got children. You can't stand nobody. You don't need no man. You don't want no man. Four kids. Can y'all connect them dots? Do I need to go any further? You can't stand, oh, I don't want no man.
Come on now.
And you got a whole football team following you. Seem to me. I ain't the smartest thing in the world. And see, church folk got to stop all that lying. Because you have a life that goes outside these four walls. And if you don't start being honest, that thing gonna follow you up in this church. he uproots, so Jesus said, you know what, y'all fronting. And I'm finna pull the cover. Then God tell us he's gonna uncover this year. That's why most of y'all stay mad all year, because the Lord's been uncovering you. And he won't say your name. That's what really make you mad. He won't say your name, but he talk about what you do. But doggone, just say my name if you go do all that. You want to be able to say I'm picking on you, but I won't say your name. Preach anyway, Ham. He uproots it. He said, I'm going to show you yourself, show you how silly you are. And sometimes, y'all, you ain't really been blessed by God till he show you how silly you been. Who done been silly before and had to get shown yourself how silly you are and were and will be? Still is. Silly. Now, look, he say, look here. You work all week, right? Yes, sir. But you let an animal loose. You cut him, set him free, and let him go get some water. But a woman can't come in here and get no better. He said, you letting donkeys? You letting a donkey? You letting oxen get loose? You freeing them so they can be refreshed because they benefit you. But if this sister get better, she may not benefit me personally. And some of us have been on the come up using the church for our own personal come up. And so if I can't get none out of it, I ain't fooling with it. I ain't voting for it. I ain't supporting it. You know why life's ain't up yet? Because too many of y'all don't know what you're going to get out of it. It ain't going to benefit you until it's up. Then you're going to want to host stuff in it. Can I have my family reunion? I would like to use the Life Center for our family reunion if possible, since, you know, this church family. And then if Cassandra to go get the notebook, I say, Cassandra, bring that notebook. Remember when this dude here said, what for? Come on. What you want it for? What kind of vision is that? We can't afford that. And if we put that back in your face. And then we charge you a fee as a non-member, you mad. Because you were worried about your personal come up. Some of y'all been pimping the church that we ain't got nothing left to get offering. You use this church as your personal market. And you done sapped the church dry, and the church can't give God nothing. Man of God told y'all years ago, pool your resources. Pull your gifts together so it can upbuild a whole church. Y'all won't do that. You're so busy about your personal come ups. Thank you, Slick. Talk anyway, Ham. He said, I'm finna uproot this mess. You can't just do church and you ain't. How can your biggest complainers be your worst tithers? You judicious about when you pay your tithes, but you constantly go talk about what we finna spend money on? And then you mad when I can tell you in the word, well, I can go in the word and tell you, if you ain't sowing, shut your mouth. I can show you in the word that if you ain't sowing financially, shut your mouth. And you're sucking up all this cool air and don't pay nothing. He said, I got to uproot that. Because too many people need the church to help people, need to help them. And we, some of us are in the way of God doing what he needs to do in this community. Because we're in the way because it don't make sense. That we ain't voted. Then at the meeting, you bring folks who ain't been to church. And then they want to call, well, I'm a member, ain't I? And just because they're on the roll, they want to come and vote? You can always tell when some mess going on, certain deacons show up. Certain ministry leaders show up who ain't showed up for nothing. Certain church members show up, ain't showed up for nothing, but they heard it's going to be a vote or heard something going on, and we go come and rally. You don't want to miss this one. I'm just trying to tell you, you don't want to miss. You need to be there. I'm going to get off late, but you're going to get there, and I'll meet y'all there. And send me a text about what I missed, and by the time I get there, I'll be done caught up. You can hear a mouse urinate on cotton right now. Cause we think we slick. We think we so slick. The most blessed people ought to be the biggest blessing. And y'all don't want to see somebody else blessed. You mad, but this woman done got better. But you want your ox and you want your donkey to be refreshed. And when you start valuing your policy more than you value people, you got a problem. Are we still in the business of saving souls? Are we still in the business of loving God and loving people? That's the only reason our doors are open. To help people. And our resources are to be going to help make God smile by helping people. It is not for us to be to brag about anything that we got. God says you work all week. Make sure your house fixed up nice, but don't care how your church look.
Teach. Glory to God.
Because I ain't over that ministry no more. That's them. They ain't me. Let them have it. They know so much. You let ministers suffer to prove your point. That we should have voted or you should have came through me. See what happened when y'all don't come through me? It upsets certain people, such as right now. It uproots some contrary practice. That's contrary to bless an animal more you bless people. And many of you today are blessing beasts more you blessing your brother. Isn't it amazing how even America messed up? We messed up. I'm all for animal rights. I'm all for it. Don't do animals any kind of way. But we don't care about adoption agencies. We don't care about social service. Whole city on shutdown behind animal shelter. But there's no tutoring center. That thing got your pastor in trouble right there by saying that. So y'all, amen, you better stand with me. It's not that I'm against animals. We need to have a place for them to go. But when you start valuing puppies more than people, you are in a messed up place. We about to have mutiny behind the animal shelter. And the tutoring center was shut down all year, and we said nothing. A life center would help us have a place that we could tutor our young people. But y'all don't see it because you ain't going to get nothing out of it. Well, that's New Zion. No, it's people of God. I don't care who name on it. It's people of God. It's what God wants us to do because God has given us the ability to do it. He chose us for this opportunity, and y'all got to stop fighting stuff just because you ain't vote on it. And there come seasons, y'all. Somebody say season. There come seasons where I can't ask your opinion. I got to do what God say. We just go do it. I'll let y'all choose the color, but I won't let y'all choose the structure. We go do it. I'll let you have a little say-so about carpets and whatever, light fixture, that's your business. But you don't have nothing to say about whether or not we're doing it. Because I got to be able to give an account to God. And so sometimes I don't give you no explanation because I ain't got to. I don't have to. But I do my best to include you and stuff, and then I include you, you ain't got nothing to say. Until after you leave me. I don't agree with that. That don't make sense to me. I ask you to tell me, you won't say me nothing. I'm going on with the Lord. And we're going to mess around and lap you. I don't know how God go do it. I really don't. All I know is God go do it. I'm not worrying no more about it. I ain't stressing. I know God go do it. I know God go provide. His will go be done. I'm going with the Lord for whatever he got for this house. If you give, hallelujah. If you don't, hallelujah anyhow. If you support it, hallelujah. If you don't, hallelujah anyhow. Upset certain people. Uproots contrary practices. And lastly, why he gives a motion that don't need your second is so that it can uphold the church's purpose. Look in the text. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham? In other words, this man is mad about his sister in Christ. Being better. The purpose of this church is to help people have a better way of living. You should, as a part of this ministry, and any ministry you're a part of, you should be in a better frame, state, condition of mind than you were when you came into it. We are here to make you better. I can't promise you're going to be richer. I can't promise that you're going to have a whole lot of stuff. I can't promise you're going to get a man or a wife. I can't, but I can promise you if you stick with us, we're going to help make you a better Christian. That your condition spiritually is going to be better than it was when you came in. That's the purpose of the church, to give God glory. Put the edifying of the saints.